Hello everyone, this is Holly, hoping to generate some increased interest in our transcription chat classes. I offer these classes for 1 hour free every week and have been leading transcription chats for, my goodness, six years now, and I still love them. Many members come and go, find it very helpful for pronunciation and listening focus. We often learn new vocabulary, new cultural insights, pronunciation, emphasis, vocabulary words, learned collocations, cultural insights, and laughter. We have a lot of fun and often find ourselves laughing together. Always good for the spirit during transcription chat classes. So make some friends, improve your English, focus your listening, improve your pronunciation. Have some fun. Join us. Today's transcription chat challenges, I think we had 5 sentences today, but I'm going to speak them for you. I will speak them fast the first time, reasonably fast, then slow it down, might or might not repeat a third time. I'll leave a pause and then do another sentence. And you can, of course, rewind and replay as many times as necessary. I will post these in our transcription group on Loop and hope that you will reply and type what you hear. We had a lot of multiple challenges in today's class, and I heard differently than other members heard many words that are similar but not the same to other legitimate words in English. And the point of transcription is to transcribe, to type what you hear. So many times your brain will tell you a guess as to what the word is, but to help the speaker with pronunciation and to help my awareness of listening challenges that loopers have, please type what you hear, even if it does not make sense. So sentence number 1. Helen Keller became deaf, dumb, and blind shortly after birth. Helen Keller became deaf, dumb, and blind shortly after birth. Helen Keller became deaf, dumb, and blind shortly after birth. Sentence number 2. Despite her greatest misfortune, she has written her name indelibly in the pages of the history of the great. Despite her greatest misfortune, she has written her name indelibly in the pages of the history of the great. Despite her greatest misfortune, she has written her name indelibly in the pages of the history of the great. Extra challenge for everyone. What does that sentence mean? Sentence number 3. Women of all ages are getting off the bus and striding vigorously into remote, rugged, and remarkable places. Women of all ages are getting off the bus and striding vigorously into remote, rugged, and remarkable places. Women of all ages are getting off the bus and striding vigorously into remote, rugged, and remarkable places. This sentence reminded me of Helen Reddy and her song, "I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar." If you don't know that song, you might look it up. Number 4. The hardest arithmetic to master is that which enables us to count our blessings. The hardest arithmetic to master is that which enables us to count our blessings. We talk a lot about thought groups and thought chunking in transcription chat classes. When you are trying to develop fluency, it helps to practice in chunks, in little thought groups. You determine a chunk by the context of the situation and the meaning you want to impart. So the hardest arithmetic might be one thought group, or the hardest arithmetic to master might be one thought group. Is that which is another thought group. Enables us to count our blessings. To count our blessings. It also often helps to start from the end with the last thought group. To count our blessings. Enables us to count our blessings. Is that which enables us to count our blessings. To master is that which enables us to count our blessings. And then the full sentence. The hardest arithmetic to master is that which enables us to count our blessings. If you practice difficult for you sentences in this way, you can focus on the sounds that are more important to you, and you can improve your fluency as well as your pronunciation. Sentence number 6, I think. Glaciers may form in permanently cold areas, and these slowly moving masses of ice cut out valleys, carrying with them huge quantities of eroded rock debris. Glaciers may form in permanently cold areas. Glaciers may form in permanently cold areas. And these slowly moving masses of ice cut out valleys. And these slowly moving masses of ice cut out valleys. valleys, carrying with them huge quantities of eroded rock debris, carrying with them huge quantities of eroded rock debris. Glaciers may form in permanently cold areas, and these slowly moving masses of ice cut out valleys, carrying with them huge quantities of eroded rock debris. Bye for now. Please transcribe and record yourself speaking these sentences and share your recording on our Audioboom channels. Thanks. Bye for now.